Once again, I stand here humbled and privileged to preach good news to you. But I have to be honest, after a week like we've just had, sometimes I find it really challenging to preach good news. The events of the past week have reminded me of something that took place 800 some years ago, a debate between John Locke and Thomas Hobbes, where they were trying to discern, is the human person intrinsically good or intrinsically evil? And I would suggest to you that in circumstances like we have experienced this week, the answer to that question is a challenging one. Unless we are willing to take the risk to listen for the voice of God. Unless we are willing to take the risk to listen for the voice of God. In this day and age, where we have 24-hour news cycles, and we can watch stories develop before they even develop, it's easy for us to be drawn away from the truth. And the truth is the good news. During my experience of watching some of the coverage this week, I was struck by the contrast of a focus on two people who did a horrible, horrible thing, and how easy it is for us to become so focused on an evil deed that two people participate in that we lose sight of the intrinsic goodness of the human person. Two people did harm to many people, killed three, injured 140. But what is so easy for us to forget is in that moment, thousands of people came to the aid of the victims. And yet, our focus is so easily drawn toward the perpetrators. Our focus is so easily drawn towards justice, towards revenge, towards fixing the problem. I would suggest to you that part of the problem in the midst of that is the noise of the world takes our focus away from the voice of God. The human person is intrinsically good. That is told to us by God. God made us in His image and likeness. The challenge is love. If we were to look just at humanity, love makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Because as human people, we fall into the trap that love means we get our own way. When in fact, love often means we get in our own way. God, Jesus, are one. And they are the epitome of love. Make no mistake, Jesus was not just a nice guy. He was not just a miracle worker. Jesus was love made flesh. Jesus was God made flesh. And when we look at it, in particular in this season of Easter, that doesn't make any sense. We see Jesus, love incarnate, tried for no reason whatsoever, beaten and killed. That's what love is. We are called to that same kind of love. And it's a challenge because it doesn't make any sense. Certainly not in the context of the world. But we have to rely and trust in the grace that God has for us. The example of love that God is, we are called to participate in. And that leads to challenges in this world. Challenges that require us to experience pain and hurt and disappointment and anger. But we mustn't let those experiences change who we really are. I would suggest to you the reason that two people can perpetrate such evil is because those two people lost sight of what love really is. And they got in their own way. We come here this evening to celebrate love. To celebrate the gift that is God giving of himself. And it doesn't make any sense unless we're willing to listen and trust in the grace and love that God has to offer. When we come forward to participate in this meal, we are participating in the act of love that is nothing but good news. Jesus, in his actions, provides for us to overcome the things of this world. That's why I think in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about the story of Paul and Barnabas and their frustrations, trying to preach good news and people having the freedom to choose whether or not to listen. Freedom is a byproduct of love. God will never force us to buy into his message. But he will constantly invite us. And we have the freedom to say yes or no to love. So as we come forward this evening to participate in the ultimate act of love, let us challenge ourselves with that question. Am I willing to say yes to trusting in the grace and love of my God? Or do I want to be so rooted in the earth that I get in my own way? Paul and Barnabas, when they had that experience and that frustration of preaching good news to people who weren't interested in hearing it, they did what Jesus suggested. Shake the dust from your feet and move on. I would suggest to you that that is ultimate practical advice. We had a horrific week. A week which reflected some of the worst of humanity. But do we want to hold on to that dust? Do we want to carry it with us so that it irritates us on our mission of love? Or are we willing to trust in the grace and love of God to shake the dust of that evil from our feet and to carry on in the mission that God has for each one of us, to reflect His love and His grace by living faithfully in His image and likeness?